And JP, I was wondering, what are some of your favorite projects you've worked on and or are currently working on?
Yeah, so we have, in terms of research programs, we have a few that are, again, related to diseases of locally grown crops. The main project that we have going on is studying a disease that affects lettuce. It's called Pythian wilt. It's caused by an oomycete pathogen that infects the plant and rots the roots. So the plants end up, they remain standing with dead roots that are completely necrotic with rotten tissue. So the plants are unable to obtain the water from the soil or any kind of nutrients. So the plants either remain stunted or they end up wilting due to whenever the temperatures start increasing, primarily in the summer and fall season.
And we were talking a little bit before the interview, and you were telling me that plants can transfer bacteria to animals and to people, like maybe mushrooms that are grown in grain that are then fed to animals, or things like E. coli, maybe. Would you mind explaining how that works to us?
Yeah, there are two things here. So there are plant pathogens that can produce compounds that are toxic for either animals or humans. So the pathogens infect for example, corn grains, and in under storage conditions, the molds are growing on these grains and producing these toxins that when the grains are going through the mill and they're grounded, then they're used for either any human food products or animal food products. When we consume that food, is we can develop any or some potential health issues because of the toxic compound. So this is a huge problem, for example, in corn, in parts of the world that eat tortillas made out of grounded corn directly from the grain. And if the grains again are contaminated, that is a direct source of contamination for the people eating those tortillas. The same with animal feed. If the materials that are used, the ingredients that are used for making that food are contaminated, then the animals can develop some health issues. So in addition to these toxic compounds produced by plant pathogens, there are human pathogens like E. coli and Salmonella that some people in the audience might have heard that are often linked to outbreaks of foodborne illness associated with consumption of contaminated romaine lettuce or spinach or other produce. These are human pathogens that don't have the capacity to make plants sick. So they are not plant pathogens, so the plants don't develop symptoms. The plants are not going to change the way that they grow or the way that they look because of the presence of these human pathogens. But these human pathogens can colonize the exterior of the plants or take advantage of wounds or any kind of openings and get inside of the plant. And then when we as humans or animals consume just contaminated plants, in the particular case of E. coli, we can get really sick. When humans consume the contaminated food, then we can become sick and develop really severe illness conditions, particularly with more pathogenic strains that can lead it to even the development of kidney failure and some major tragic situations. So it's not a matter of just getting sick in terms of having diarrhea or the traditional foodborne poisoning. In some cases, it could be very serious.
So the plants can transmit different pathogens to us, but is it possible for humans to transmit pathogens or bacteria back to the plants?
That's an excellent observation. So human pathogens cannot make plants sick the same way that plant pathogens cannot make humans sick. That being said, humans are a huge source of pathogens to plants because we can carry pathogens that are attached to our clothes, attached to our boots if we go to the field, attached to machinery, trucks or tractors, any kind of tools that we use in the field. So you could transmit pathogens from one field to the other one. what you won't be able to do is transmit. If you have a cold and then you go touch a lettuce plant, that lettuce plants will not get the virus or the pathogen that is making you sick. But we are able to actually transmit and carry with us pathogens that might be a problem for plants. That is a huge problem and that is one of the reasons why you go to the airport, they always ask, are you bringing any plants? Or they check you in certain ways to make sure that you're not bringing some of those quarantine organisms that might be present in other parts of the world, but they have not yet been introduced here in the US, for example.